tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is David Lopato. The album's called Short Stories, and we'll check into the track Prince of Darkness. Then Dave Young Quartet. The album's called June Night, and we'll check into the title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Up next on our queue is the creative sounds of Jesse Fisher. Jesse Fisher is a multi-instrumentalist that combines jazz, hip-hop, and electronica into a hip exploration of arranging jazz standards and pushing them as creatively as possible to bring out new visceral capacities of the music. We're going to check into the track, The Intrepid Fox, from his album, Flipped 2.
Thank you.
Up next is Chris Monson. From his album Seldom in the Well, we're going to listen to the track Where the Leaf Has Been.
Next up is Jennifer Madsen. The album's called Reimagine. We'll check into the classic tune in the wee small hours of the morning. Let's check it out.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, of counting sheep, 2, 3, 4, oh. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk to dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the boy, and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizewitz, and this is Climate Connections. You do not need to be a sustainability manager to get your employer to take climate action.
Anyone in any role has the capacity to become a climate leader.
Lucy Piper is with the nonprofit Work for Climate, which offers resources and training to help people exert influence from within companies. Some push their employers to switch to clean energy. Others advocate for climate-safe 401k options or more sustainable supply chains. Piper says when she started this work, she thought she knew what would make someone effective.
Extroverted, very confident and capable at getting the ear of a CEO or a senior executive.
But she soon realized how much influence people can also exert from behind the scenes. For example, they can evaluate the business case for going solar, find ways for the company to reduce waste, or amplify others' efforts.
Climate leadership is not about your rank or where you sit in the hierarchy of a company. It's about having the internal courage and commitment to look at what you can do from where you're at right now and finding your allies inside that company and just creating the spark to get started.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.